Thank you, Lord. Praise God. All right, let's read this scripture before we pray over the tithes and offering. Genesis 8:20. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. After the flood, after he came out of the ark, first thing he did was took the animals and offered a burnt offering on the altar. So after the great flood, Noah's immediate response was to build an altar and offer a sacrifice to the Lord, a spontaneous act of worship and gratitude for God's protection and the promise of a new beginning. Yes. Amen. After all this going on in the Middle East with America and Israel, there's going to be a new beginning. Amen. There's going to be a new beginning. We pray that God give you wisdom, carry us into the new beginning. There's going to be a new beginning. It's not the end of the world yet because Jesus hasn't come. Amen. As long as there's war, Jesus won't come. When there's everywhere in the whole world, there's peace, that's when he'll come. Amen. So, Noah worshipped him with his offering, for the Lord protected him and his family in the ark. After the flood, then he realized why he'd been building the ark for 100 years. And not only that, it was a new beginning. He began his new beginning in this world with worship. Amen. Worshipping the Lord. It wasn't first thing he wasn't concerned about was how to build a house, where to plant food. He wasn't thinking all that. First thing, his focus was on God and he worshipped him. Amen. And that's how he started the new beginning on this earth. And actually, the offering is a mark of a covenant between him and God. God's covenant was to protect mankind. And the Lord gave him all living creatures for the offering. So God prepared for himself. He didn't say, Noah, go and find animals to sacrifice. No, he prepared. Amen. He always prepares us for what is to come. He always prepares us for the new beginning. He will prepare us, He prepares and provides and protects. The three P's. Prepares, provides, and protects us for a new beginning, for what is to come. Amen. And God provided for him for 300 days in the ark. No refrigeration. What did he eat? The Lord told him, bring the food into the ark. Well, there was enough food for the animals and also for themselves. So it signifies a renewed relationship, a spiritual principle of giving back to God from his provision. So he prepares us, provides for us, and protects us. During times of this, he will protect us. Amen. It will impact us to a greater or lesser extent. But God is the one who still protects. Amen. Whatever is happening over the other part of the world, he still minimizes the impact. Praise God. That's what we pray. Minimize the impact over this part of the world. Let's pray and let's thank him. Father, we thank you. We can worship you with our tithes, worship you with our offerings, like Noah, acknowledging, O God, the new beginning is coming, and you are the one who prepares for the new beginning. You are the one who protects us for the new beginning. You are the one who provides for us for the new beginning. Therefore, we worship you with our tithes, and we sow with our offerings. We thank you for multiplying back to us in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. All right, last week was Easter Sunday, Passover. And Passover is about Jesus dying on the cross. Then after that, you know, Jesus died on the cross, rose again. God raised him from the dead, ascended into heaven. That's when everyone gets born again. When we got born again, we are the birth of a new species. We belong to the birth of a new species. We are called a new species. Amen. New creation. Praise God. Scripture presents something far more radical than any of these above. Salvation is not an improvement of the old life. It is the creation of an entirely new one. Your spirit is completely new. Amen. So, it's not a second chance. Many assume salvation gives them another opportunity to do better with their same old life. No, you have a new life. You have a new spirit. And it's not a moral reset. Others treat it as a spiritual factory reset, wiping the slate clean but leaving the same nature intact. No, we have a new nature. So it's more than just being saved, going to heaven. It's more than that. Yeah? It's not a commitment. Still others see it as a sincere promise to try harder and live differently going forward. No, it's all brand new. So the greatest misunderstanding in Christianity is not about whether people are saved. It's about what actually happened when they were saved. Most believers carry an incomplete picture of salvation And that incomplete picture produces an incomplete life. That's why this subject is important. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature, new creation, new creature, new species. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All things become new means all things become new. There's nothing old about you. Amen. The only thing old that's still about you is your body and your soul, your mind, your emotions, and your will. They are still old. Amen. Your spirit is completely new. We don't separate mankind, human being into spirit, soul, and body. You'll never understand many scriptures like this one. How could the old pass away? So actually, when you're born again, this was the greatest miracle that you have received. Amen. So this verse is not a metaphor, a spiritual aspiration, or an encouraging sentiment. It's a legal and spiritual declaration, a statement of facts about every person who is in Christ. Amen. A declaration of new reality. The word new here is kainos in Greek, meaning something of an entirely new kind. A new order of being, not refurbished. Your spirit was not refurbished. It completely gone, disappeared. That's one of the greatest miracles. With your mind, you can understand where did your spirit go. Not refurbished, not repaired. So fundamentally, categorically, new. Our spirit, just old spirit, just disappeared. Didn't go to hell and then come back up again. Now, Jesus' spirit went down to hell. And the same spirit came up again. Jesus was not born again. He was raised from the dead. We are born again. Jesus' spirit came from heaven to earth, lived on earth for 33 years, went down to hell for 3 days. His same spirit, perfect spirit, as it was in heaven, on earth, in hell, his spirit was perfect. He went down to hell and was raised from the dead. We are a new creation, a new species, completely new. So the meaning of new creation, something never before existing. A new creation is not a renovation of what previously existed. It is a category of being that has never existed before. A new spiritual species born from a divine source. Who is that source? God, the Spirit, is the source. And completely new order. God does not repair the old man, improve sinful nature, or make the flesh better. He removes the old and creates a new, a spirit being carrying divine life in itself. That's why we live from that life. Amen. Now we will talk about it. What do you mean by live from that life? Born carrying divine life. That's in our spirit. The new creation spirit is born of God, carry God's own nature, and belonging to a new spiritual family, God's family, in Christ Jesus' family. His genetics, so to speak, is of Jesus Christ. That's referring to our spirit has a new nature of God. Amen? And even better than Adam and Eve. So understanding the phrase new creation actually means it's the key that unlocks everything else. This is not a language of improvement. It is the language of origin. That means you're born again. Your spirit is original. You know, without understanding this, all this going on, in the Chinese, they all like yuan zui. Yuan zui means original sin. Adam and Eve's sin, they are referring to, passed down to me. Because you know why? They don't understand this kind of teaching, the word of faith teaching. There are churches here preaching that yuan zui, original sin. Then after that, they'll think, oh man, generation curse. My ancestors don't pass the wealth, leave the wealth to me, but the curse, it passes down to me. Huh? That's why this teaching is very important. The end of the old man. Our old man, Romans 6:6, was crucified. This is a figure of speech. How was your old man crucified with him? You didn't exist yet when Jesus died on the cross. How did he crucify? Jesus was crucified on the cross, but when you accepted Jesus into your life, you're born again. Your spirit crucified means death. Jesus died on the cross means your spirit just died. Pass away. Old has passed away. That's why 2 Corinthians 5:17 says the old has passed away. You pass away. Your old spirit man actually passed away. You actually died once already. Your spirit man just passed away. Gone. Amen. So the old man was crucified with Christ. This is a figure of speech because were you then outside Jerusalem in Golgotha and then hung on the cross with Jesus? No. That's a figure of speech. Means hung, the cross speak of death. Means you died. Your old spirit man died. Amen. Notice this tense. Not will be crucified. Not should be crucified. Was crucified past tense, finished, accomplished. The old man is not in a work in progress. He is a finished transaction, completely gone. Amen. Then you live from who you are now. What does this mean? Your sinful identity is no longer your identity. Now you think your mind, you know, your mind don't renew. It's not referring to your mind. Your mind thinks all the wrong thoughts. It's still the sinful thinking. Correct or not? But it's referring to your spirit man. Don't have the sinful identity. The past no longer has legal authority to define you. Why? Because you are a spirit. You are not a body. You are not a soul. You are a spirit, a completely born again. So your old spirit does not define who you are. Has no legal authority to define who you are. The old nature holds no jurisdiction over the new man. Living in condemnation is living in a lie. Sometimes a lot of people just process those lies, Lord. Condemnation is simply lies. If you speak and process those condemnation in your life, you're just processing the lie of the devil and you verbalize the lies of the devil. And that's bad. Life and death lies in the power of the tongue. You speak condemnation, you speak lies of the devil, you speak the power of the devil over your physical body. You govern your physical body, your life with the power of the devil. So for many believers, the spiritual struggle continues not because the old nature is winning, but because they are fighting a battle that's already been won. They are managing what God has already removed. Oh, I try to be good. Well, I was bad, trying to manage my bad things. What you done in the past, you know. You're trying to manage it. It's gone. They are negotiating with a nature that no longer legally exists. But Pastor, what does it mean? I still do some of the things. Because the devil, we are subjected to the power of darkness in this world. It draws us, it pulls us into those negativities. But that's not who you are. You are born of God. Amen. And God is the source of your new life. The new creation man is not formed by human effort, willpower, emotional resolve, or religious discipline. He is born of God. Born of God means born of God. Why born again? First time in your mother's womb, you were born of God. Because your spirit and soul came from God when you were in your mother's womb. When you accepted Jesus, you're born again. Means you're born of God, born of God again. When you're in your mother's womb, the Heavenly Father breathed the spirit and soul into your body, in your mother's womb. So when you accepted Jesus, He breathed again your spirit, this time not the soul, the spirit into your body, and your old spirit was gone. Amen. John 1 verse 12 and 13. Those who believe in His name, born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen. So your origin has changed. You're no longer defined by your earthly bloodline. Amen. Our earthly bloodline only refers to the flesh. Our flesh came from our ancestors. And all the way can trace back to Adam, not our spirit and soul. Your nature has changed. A new spirit was created within you. One that carries the very life of God. That's why we have eternal life. This is not metaphorical. It is spiritual reality. Your identity has changed. You are no longer a sinner by nature. You are a child of God by birth. Amen? So it's wrong to say, that, oh, I'm a sinner. That's why this guy on Facebook tattooed all over the place. He said, the bishop kicked me out. He said, we are still sinners. No, you're not. Amen? So you are a child of God by birth. And that is the most fundamental fact about you right now. A new identity, not new behavior. One of the most costly errors in Christian living is placing behavior, reform before identity, revelation. Religion has always put the cart before the horse, demanding transformed conduct from an untransformed understanding of self. That's what religion demands. Religion says, change your action to become acceptable. Perform well enough and God will be pleased with you. Earn your standing through consistent obedience. And this produces striving, shame cycles, and spiritual exhaustion. Shame cycle, come back again. Right? The same shame cycle. You're so ashamed because, oh man, I've not been a good parent. You're not a perfect parent, that's all. Definitely you make some dumb mistakes in your past. One thing is get your children born again. Once they're born again, they know who they are. They'll overcome all kinds of hang-ups. Amen? You know who you are. You shouldn't have any hang-ups of yourself. Low self-esteem, inferiority complex. I'm not good enough. I don't look good enough. That's your flesh. Your flesh don't look good enough. Go see Lu Ping lah. You pump some salmon stuff into your skin, you look good. I'm not getting any commission from her anyway. I'm not good enough lah. Find your potential. Excel. My parents, what cannot compare to yours? The gospel says you have been made new. Now live from who you are already. Don't compare. You think your brother is better than you? There are areas in your life you are better than him. Amen? Find your place. Find your potential. Excel there. I mean, Lee Kuan Yew told Deng Xiaoping, say, Singapore migrants are all fishermen, you know, from where? From Fujian, Guangzhou, and all that. And yet Singapore is doing so well, you all can do better. Right? Our ancestors, where were they from? Fishermen from Fujian, Guangzhou. Once you know who you are, it overflows. It overflow of an accepted identity. This produces freedom, consistency, and spiritual authority. Amen? So your identity established. Transformation becomes natural. Obedience becomes effortless. You know who you are, then it's easy to obey God. Identity established, authority becomes evidence. Amen? It's a divine exchange. Your new species, 2 Corinthians 5:21, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him, in Christ Jesus. I'm righteous, that's the nature. I'm righteous, I'm holy. Amen? Live from that nature. Live from who you are. You are not trying to become righteous. You are righteous in Christ. You are holy, a member of holy nation. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, this is your present tense reality, not a future aspiration. I'm trying to. Oh, I pray, oh God. I pray, oh God. I pray, baptize me with love. Hello. See, here they come, pray. Old time Christians. Oh, pray, baptize us with love so that we can love more and more. I have the fullness of God's love in my spirit. The problem is my soul. I was talking to one of the alumni. He said, Pastor, you know, I said, you and me, conflict of character. Your character and mine different. You know, so it depends who has the authority. I'm the principal. I'm the head of school. I'll give it to you. I just walk off. I tell you, I walk off. I said, it's not a confrontation of the truth. And that we cannot compromise. Character, once over, forget it. I think. Then I start working with that person again. So at the moment of salvation, a profound divine exchange took place, not symbolic, not ceremonial, but spiritually real and legally binding. Everything that belongs to you was placed upon Christ. Everything that belonged to Christ was placed upon you. That's why the scripture says, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly, He has blessed us with. Amen. Now, how to take it and translate it into reality. Every spiritual blessing, don't pray God bless him. Don't pray God bless you. Pray that you have revelation of his knowledge. Then you can take his blessing and turn it into reality in life. After I talk about, there's no need to pray for safety. And I hear people still make statement, pray for protection. Pray for protection. Excuse me, the blood is over you. Yeah, in the door, still not good enough. Still pray for protection. You need to be wise to deal with. Even you go places, you need to be wise, you know. Praise God. It's not wise right now to go into Middle East that fly through there. You get what I'm saying? For no reason, I don't go there. The plane may not go down, but you may get stuck somewhere there. So, divine exchange. Sin exchange for his righteousness. Death exchange for his life. Weakness exchange for his strength. The Holy Spirit is in you, our strengthener. Identity exchange for his identity. Thank you, Jesus. So the new creation is not merely about identity, it's about function and purpose. God did not create a new man simply to exist in spiritual comfort. He created a new man to rule, to carry out the original mandate he assigned to humanity from the very beginning. If you don't rule, the devil will rule over your life. So the new creation, man and authority. In Genesis, original design, man was created for dominion to rule the earth as God's representative and steward. But the fall, the dominion lost. Sin disrupted that dominion. Man surrendered his authority and his access to divine life. That's why God cannot do anything about it, about all the wars and all the evil that's going around. Because man has lost dominion, devil has taken over dominion, and devil influenced governments. Christ's dominion restored. Through death and resurrection, Christ reclaimed what was lost and made it available to all who are in Him. Amen. Creation, He created man to take dominion, take authority. Amen. Why? Because when Adam and Eve was created, Satan was in the second heaven. He will influence. And now Christ has restored dominion. We need to take authority. That's why this subject is very important. Amen. The new creation authority activated when we are born again. Restored authority, divine nature, kingdom assignments are now built into the new identity, not added later. Now you have, because of who you are in Christ, because of your new identity. Amen. What's your new identity? I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. What's a new creation? Created righteous, holy, and have the love of God inside, the fullness of His love in me, and the power, fullness of the power of the Holy Spirit in my spirit. That's why in Ephesians, Paul prayed that you have a revelation of the power that's in us who believe, that raised Christ from the dead. That power that raised Christ from the dead is in us. Amen. How to release that power that's in you for your benefit, especially your physical benefit, prosper spiritually. John prayed, 3 John verse 2, I pray you prosper in all things and be in health as your soul prospers spiritually. That's why you come to church. Amen. So you prosper spiritually. What do you mean by prosper spiritually? Continue to receive the truth, not wrong teachings. Many believers live far below their inheritance in Christ, not because of lack of faith, but because of misidentification. What you believe about who you are will always determine how you live, how you pray, how much authority you walk in. Amen. What we must believe, what believers must say, what many believers say, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No. I was a sinner saved by grace. I'm not a sinner now. I'm weak and unworthy. You're a child of God, seated at the right hand of the Father. You're unworthy. You're washed by the blood of Jesus. You're unworthy. I'm struggling to live right. Don't struggle. You are made right. You are righteous before God. Just live it out. My past disqualifies me. Your past has passed away. You died. Amen. Then what scripture declares? You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. You are the righteousness of God. I'm righteous. I'm not self-righteous. I'm righteous in Christ. I have His righteousness. Amen. You are born of God. You are more than a conqueror. Romans 8, 37. These are not affirmations. They are divine declarations that must govern your self-understanding. That's why people have low self-esteem, feel inferior, because they don't declare who they are. And you have to be realistic. The pastor doesn't mean I declare I'm going to be a top student. Are you top student quality? You're not going to forget it. Get what I'm saying or not? That doesn't mean you cannot do better than any those people who are top students. A lot of top students don't excel in life. They're failures. Would you rather have a top student as your child and a failure in life? Or, not a top student, but he's successful in life. Which one do you prefer? Which one will give you more problem in life? The one who is brilliant and hopeless and a failure. So as long as identity is wrong, authority will be absent. You're inferior, but you feel inferior. You feel inferior. You know, Oliver was here. He went to international school. One time, he said, boring. He just stood up. He took the lead. He just stirred up. Everybody very excited. American girls like him, man. But when he went back to Beijing, he went to international school, man, he had it, man. He kena from those rich kids. He has never lived abroad, it gave him a hard time. Man, he struggled. You know what the mother does? Teach him how to handle challenges that come his way. You haven't seen some of the rich kids yet. They are really rich and spoiled. And a whole bunch of them in his school, he said, why? And they make fun of him. They call him don't know what names and all that. He came home, what does mother do? Teach him how to handle. Well, of course, now he's going to study in America. He's so happy. Did he withdraw and feel inferior? Tell him who he is. Tell him who is what he's able to handle, what he can handle. Then he prayed. But this boy, he prays. He cries. Man, I said, why you cry? He said, I don't pray and the Holy Spirit stirs me. And if you feel inferior, you won't use authority. You won't stand up to those bullies. Confidence will be low. Spiritual life will remain inconsistent. Identity is not incidental. It is foundational, okay? Identity, who you are. Who you are a new species. Amen? So, transformation begins with revelation. Transforms your thinking. Fear loses its grip. When you know you're born of God, fear loses its legal ground. I don't fear death. I don't fear death. People, parents, 91 years old, subject them to surgery, suffering when they're born again. You don't know what is it like to go through surgery, you know, at 91 years old. Fear. Why don't you let the person go home and be with Jesus? No revelation of who you are. No revelation of what heaven's going to be like. You have revelation of what the heaven's going to be like. You don't want to pray for your old folks. You go through surgery. Imagine they may just die on the operating table. They suffer and die on the operating table. Fear loses its legal ground. Perfect love casts out fear. And you are now a dwelling place of that love. Do you know what the expert is saying? He said the next 10 days, it's not going to be next 10 months, you know. It's going to hit. He said the oil is not coming through. Even they release the tankers to go through the Straits of Hormuz. It takes time to sail. He said tankers are very slow. So the price will all go up. What if there's no oil? Do you know what? There are simple things you don't get. No plastic. That means no containers. So you better stock up your, buy from China, your tinkat metal ones. When you go to hawker center, they got no plastic for food, you bring your own thing. Right. So do you live in fear? No. Condemnation disappears. If you continue to have condemnation, your thinking is wrong. Because you don't think of who you are in Christ. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Romans 8, 7. Seeing your true self, it silences the accuser and removes the weight of guilt. And authority begins to function. Authority is not earned through performance. It flows from position. When identity is clear, authority operates naturally and consistently. Amen? You feel, you know, you feel condemned. You cannot use your authority against demonic spirits. Oh, my mother's sick. Man, you feel so bad, you know. Then you make wrong decision. Must send her through surgery. Oh, man. You cannot make the right decision. You cannot take authority. I mean 90 plus take what authority? Naturally, you know. Remember, one Sunday I taught the mystery of nature. What was it again? Oh, yeah. Goodwin's story. The cable snapped. You take what authority? The cable will snap because of wear and tear. No matter how you take authority, you still snap. Why? What, Pastor, why like that? Because we are living in a fallen world. Adam and Eve fell, the world is fallen. That means everything degenerates, including your physical body, not your spirit, not your soul. But physical body will degenerate. That's why Brian Hagen, he tells us, he said, I'm wearing a hearing aid. I mean, the person who, you learn something there. I mean, he pray people get healed. Cancer people get healed. But he said, I'm wearing a hearing aid. Do you know that Elijah the prophet was bald? How come he got no hair? Nature. But he said, I'm wearing a hearing aid. And he died at the age of 86. My mother is 96. At 86, before that, he's wearing a hearing aid. I mean, if you don't understand, you don't understand. He said, why don't you pray for your healing? It's not healing, it's degeneration. There's nothing to heal. Because it's not sickness, it's degeneration. So he wore a hearing aid. I mean, a big time prophet. So you get what I'm saying? He's good. He tells us this story so that we learn. You get what I'm saying? No? And don't feel condemned when you pray. How can I pray? I got to wear hearing aid. Excuse me, Larry, are you wearing hearing aid? He's not because he didn't answer me. Right? Thank you, Lord. So you stop trying to become and you start living from what you already are. Amen? You cannot live from what you do not know. The awakening to your true identity is not an emotional experience. It is a renewed mind encountering divine truth and choosing to stand upon it regardless of feelings or circumstances. Amen. So the foundation of everything that flows. First thing, from your identity, you are in Christ. Secondly, your position, your standing before God. Amen. Without this foundation, authority will feel unreachable. Power will seem inconsistent. Spiritual life will feel like endless struggle. You always struggle with condemnation. Why? Because you don't understand your identity and your position. And dominion, your authority and function, right? Understand your position, you understand dominion, your authority. With this foundation, authority flows from identity, power flows from position, dominion flows from revelation. Amen. So this truth, the reality of the new creation, is not one doctrine among many. It is a foundation upon which everything else in the believer's life is built. Every other aspect of spiritual authority, kingdom function, and Christian living flows from here. Amen? You are not becoming new, you are new. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, you are new, you are not defined by your past, limited by your weakness, bound by your old identity. You are not a sinner trying to do better. You are born of God, made new in Christ, righteous by divine exchange, created for dominion. Amen. The new creation man is the starting point of believers' authority. Amen. You are the new creation. You are righteous, holy. You have the power of the Holy Spirit in you. You have the love of God in you. That's when you use your authority. Everything begins here. Everything flows from here. This is not a destination to arrive at. It is a reality to be awakened to and walk in, beginning today. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So, the key takeaway is one, let this truth anchor your theology, transform your daily walk in Christ. Each one built upon the other. Together, they form the complete picture of new creation reality. Salvation creates, not improves. God does not repair the old nature. He creates an entirely new one, a new spiritual species born of divine life. The old man is already dead. Romans 6:6 uses past tense deliberately. The old man was crucified with Christ. The transaction is complete and legally binding. Identity precedes behavior. You do not behave your way into a new identity. You live from a new identity into transformed behavior. Amen. You live from a new identity to transform your behavior. The gospel reverses religion's order. You are righteous. You are holy. You have the love of God in you. You have the fullness of the fruit of the Spirit in your spirit. You are patient. You are kind. You are loving. You are long-suffering. Now live it out. Amen. The problem is with the soul, the emotions, the will, and the mind. That's what gets in the way. You already have the nature of Christ, Jesus, because you are in Him. Now live from there. Amen. Not trying to walk in love. No, you have the God's love in you. You have patience. You have all the fruits of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, fullness in your spirit. Live from that. Live from there. You are a child of God. You are a child of light. You are sitting at the right hand of the Father. You have a future. He has a plan for you. Don't compare. Oh, your future seems brighter. Wait till you run 10, 20 years down the road. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Key takeaway, authority is built into new identity. So dominion is not earned or added. It is restored in Christ and embedded in who the new creation man is already is. I have authority over demonic spirits, evil spirits, including Satan, and I have authority over angels. Amen. And revelation unlocks transformation. Awakening to who you really, truly are in Christ is the beginning of consistent, effortless, spirit-led transformation. So, you are new. Walk like it. So, the new creation is not a theological concept. Be admired from a distance. It is a living reality to be inhabited fully. The church does not need more striving believers. It needs awakened sons and daughters who know who they are, stand in what Christ accomplished, and walk in the authority that flows naturally from their identity. How? Study it. Let the word renew your mind to true identity in Christ. Declare, speak what God says about you consistently and boldly and live from it. Make every decision from the truth of who you are and not from memory of who you were. Amen. You are not failures. You may have failed before, but you are not a failure. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father.